Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Bill, this is such great information that Anna is giving us. I love having her on the show because she really breaks it down to where it really makes sense, and it feels just like what we would normally be doing anyway.
It's true, and then I deal with destination weddings and the internet, and a lot of things have changed, so a lot of the rules that people used to do have evolved, and it's good to have an expert there that's keeping abreast on what's currently happening.
And an expert she is. We were talking with Anna Post in the last segment, and she's still with us now. And Anna has really literally written the book about weddings, so she has a lot of expert information and tips to share with us. So, Anna, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Well, you know, one of the things I want to ask you about, we talked just briefly about it on the way out there, is what are the roles and duties of the bridal party? Because when you're going to these destination weddings, if they pack like me, I've got all my own stuff that I'm trying to haul and haul back. Are there any particular duties or things to consider as the bridal party that you're supposed to help the bride with and groom as well?
You know, I think one of the big ones to know about is that usually the best man for the groom and the maid of honor for the or matron of honor for the bride handle their clothing afterwards. So taking the dress to be cleaned or at least brought back home or shipped back home for the bride, returning a rental for the groom or taking care of the groom's suit if it's not going with him on the honeymoon afterward. But the dress is the big one. You know, a suit she can get into a suitcase. The dress may be a whole nother story. So maids, matrons of honor, check with your bride if it's a destination wedding to make sure that she has plans or can share with you her plans for how you can help her with her dress. And she may have it handled. She may not even realize that this is a traditional job for you. So you can let her know, you know, normally I hear that I help out with this. What can I do? So even if you're educating her on it, you can be offering at the same time. So that's a really big one, I think, for destination weddings that's out there that people might not realize.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, I could just see myself trying to, you know, handle that. But now what about the wedding planner? Because a lot of these properties where you have destination weddings do have wedding planners on hand. So can they maybe help with getting the dress back and the tuxedo back?
They can, absolutely. The key thing here is for everybody to communicate. You know, knowledge is power in this case. So share that knowledge. And it doesn't mean you have to be dictating. So it doesn't mean you have to go up to the wedding planner and say, well, this is my job. Why are you doing it? That's not what we're talking about here at all. What we're talking about instead is if somebody hears, hey, I hear maybe this is how this works, share it with everybody else. And if something else works better for you, that's just fine by me. The key is that everybody's on the same page. And, you know, one that comes up with travel for weddings and the wedding party that, again, not everyone knows about, and in some cases it's not that the wedding party doesn't know, it's that the couple doesn't know, is that traditionally the couple handles the lodging for their wedding party. Now, if that's at home, like it was for me, that might mean that I am putting my out-of-town guests up with friends, which was what we chose to do, and we coordinated all of that in advance, and everybody had a place to stay as a house guest. But it could also mean getting together to rent a house for them, getting a suite of rooms, whatever it sort of takes to help them out. Now, when you're paying for that, it might not be in your budget, so everybody should have a conversation about it. But this is one of those things where maybe one person knows and the other doesn't. Don't make assumptions these days. Communicate. Talk about it so that we're all on the same page, because the last thing you want is to get an unexpected hotel bill because the bride and groom had no idea about this at the end and you were expecting it.
Well, you know, that's a really good point, and I really like your idea of just really trying to think of everything that you need to communicate with family and friends that will be attending, with the bridal party, because you now also need to budget that. And what you don't want is 2 weeks before the wedding, that's when you're trying to find, you know, the money to take care of some of those other things.
Exactly. And that's why nice and early in advance. And, you know, I've been a bridesmaid at a wedding that I had to travel to. It wasn't a glamorous destination, but it was far away from where I live.
Right.
Not that it wasn't a lovely destination, but it wasn't a tropical island. But at that event, I did pay for my own lodgings as a bridesmaid, and I was okay with that. But I knew in advance that I would need to get a room, and I knew that there was a special price for that. So that was pretty clear communication to me that I should expect that expense.
Exactly.
What if a couple gets married away and they return home, should there be like an event or reception at their hometown for the people who weren't able to go to the event?
This is a great question, and this often is a good way. So yes, you can do it, and this is often a good way for people who are sort of caught between that funny spot of, I have my heart set on this destination far away, but I have my heart set on lots and lots of guests. And we all know that lots and lots of guests aren't really realistic at a very exotic or very far away destination wedding, just because of the cost and the logistics and the time off and all of that. They tend to be smaller guest lists just for practicality and reality, frankly. But the great thing to do is to have a belated reception when you get back, or a second reception if you have one at your destination. So the thing to know about this is a couple of things. One, it's okay for the bride to put her dress back on. Perfectly okay thing to do. She might even have some flowers there. You can have another cake that you cut. You can do a first dance. All that kind of fun reception stuff can happen. Again, there's nothing wrong or impolite about doing that. The thing to be aware, though, is that guests who are invited to a reception only, whether it's the same day or a new day, but aren't invited to the ceremony, are not expected to send a gift. So if you have, you know, your 200 nearest and dearest at the belated reception, some of them will probably want to get you gifts because they just want to, but they're not expected to. So don't get in a tiff if the gifts aren't pouring in for a reception invitation only.
That's a really, really good point. And I think that falls into the category of a lot of people may not realize that.
No, and this is one that doesn't come up quite as often. Gifts, let's just cover one. I know it's not about travel, but this is a really big one. People often mix up the shower and the wedding. If you're invited to a wedding, the ceremony, and you can't go, you should still send a gift. It's expected. If you're invited to a shower, bridal shower, and you can't go, it's okay. You can send a gift if you want to, but you don't have to. And I often hear people get those ones the other way around. So that's just another good one to put to bed.
No, that is a really good one, because I think it could fall into the category of destination weddings because people may not be able to afford to go. So that's a really, really good one to know. So thanks for sharing that one. Let me ask you this, because it does seem as though destination weddings are really trending. I mean, it's becoming the thing to do. Do you have any quick tips, maybe just in general, just with things that you're seeing?
Yes, a couple of things that I would think about at your destination wedding is, what are you going to do about your honeymoon? Is your honeymoon going to be in the same location or not? And we all know that there's honeymoon registries out there, and they are okay to use. It's not okay to use the ones to fund the actual wedding. That doesn't work. There's no good way to invite people to the wedding and ask them to pay for it. But for the honeymoon, when you go on your honeymoon, off on your honeymoon, a lot of people have everything that they need at home. They don't need a third blender or a fourth quilt or whatever. What they really want is a great honeymoon. So honey fund, that's okay to do, but not for funding the actual wedding. I heard about that recently, and then I'm a little down on that, I have to say.
Well, I'm sure, and you have written the book, so do you have any new books or anything coming out, or tell us about the book that you have about weddings?
Our current book that just came out last year, and for us, we go many years between books, so this is still quite current. It's got Pinterest, it's got all the good stuff in there, that really covers soup to nuts. We expanded our wedding invitation wording section. That's always a really big one for people. We threw it all in there this time, all the extra questions that we get. So this book is our sixth edition of Emily Post's Wedding Etiquette. That's the title, and my sister Lizzie and I are the co-authors on it. So it's got this lovely blue cover with these beautiful white tulips. That's the new one, and it's got all the good stuff, including information on destination weddings.
Well, perfect, perfect. Well, Anna, this has been such a pleasure to have you back on the show again, because you know that you are becoming part of the Travel Bags team. We have you on all the time because we know that you have all the great tips, all the great information to make sure we're doing the right things. So thank you so much for coming back on again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And stay warm up there.
Oh, thank you.
This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Join us again in 2 weeks when we come back with another great destination. Thanks for listening today. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
Can't believe how I had fallen for you, and I wasn't content.